When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I realized in this episode that I'm like a lot like Marvin.
Oh.
Because I wanted to be a chef, but the kitchen's too hot.
That was
Have you ever
fair.
Seen those chef's kitchens, y'all? They're all sweating profusely.
Profusely.
And I understand sweating is a necessary evil if you're exercising. I understand that. If I am sweating in my work and constantly doing it, I am very irritable. And I'm going to take it out on whoever's near me.
I've been there. And it's not good.
Especially if I'm like a little bit hot and I start to sweat. What was the Columbus show when the theater had bad air conditioning? And I was, y'all, I'm a sweater too. I am not someone who is perspires. I sweat. It's
you
bad.
You had to change shows at intermission. Change shirts
I had to
at
change shirts at intermission during that show.
I remember one time it was like Thanksgiving in my apartment, and it was in LA, and I don't have, and it was hot. And after that, I thought, I'm never going to cook in hot weather again.
It's awful.
It's
absolutely awful.
When you're hot in the kitchen, it's awful.
I get it from my mother.
No like, shit. Shocker.
It's like the Thanksgiving thing when the broiler was on. It's like, God, it's so hot in here. And we had to turn off the breaker. And it came back on. She's like, shit.
Thanksgiving was ruined.
Thanksgiving's ruined again.
Might as well just order pizza.
And my father goes, everything okay? After we've been shouting. Just clueless. Fucking clueless.
Y'all, this is 90 Day UK.
90 Day UK.
Season 1, Episode 9, I Will Get That Ring.
I Will Get That Ring.
Ring. Y'all, Love is Blind. It's coming back. October 19th. We're very excited. We've already dropped our episodes of After the Altar for Season 2, which is better.
ATA.
Interesting. We love Season 1. We didn't love After the Altar of Season 1. We didn't love Season 2, but After the Altar of Season 2 was much better.
I think so. It was there were some things that gooped us.
Yeah, so maybe season 3 will get it all just right. Maybe third time's a charm. I'm still very excited. We're both very excited for the show.
You should watch After the Altar just for the introduction of Sal's girlfriend, Jessie.
Jessie.
Ooh. Ooh. Spoiler alert. He and Mallory are not together no more.
Yeah, they're not together.
Well, they weren't together. He said no, but they thought they were going to date.
Didn't.
They didn't. He met a former theater major named Jessie.
Made a worse choice.
Oh, what a nightmare.
She is a nightmare. But
she is a screaming flightless bird.
Gosh, she really is. But y'all, that's so that Netflix has been so wonderful, and we've developed a little bit of a relationship with them. So we're going to be able to shows for Love is Blind season 3.
I may be getting a ring from Netflix soon.
I doubt that. God. I wish you could fuck someone from Netflix, but because you're in East Hollywood all the time.
I know.
You're right there. Right there. You're out on the streets. Anyway, they're going to drop on the 19th. Our episodes are going to drop on the 20th at 12:01 a.m.
Because, y'all, we're creating event television. Boom, boom, boom. I like how you didn't do the music because you couldn't remember it.
I always forget about the thing after. Not the music. I forget about it. And then you do it, and I go, oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, y'all, so we're very excited. That's coming up. Come see us live on the Double It Tour, y'all. Go to that Linktree link. It's in your show links. Whether you're in Patreon or the free feed, you just look at that little show link. It's right there, and you can come see us.
Going on the road.
Atlanta, D.C., New York, Chicago, Tampa. And
I hate it that now I say Tamps, and I kind of enjoy it.
You know where I get it from? Oh, fuck. We just talked about the show that was wonderful in Australia, and then they remade it with Molly Shannon in the U.S., and it wasn't good.
Kath and Kim.
So Kath and Kim, and so
we would be so good on Pyramid, although you wouldn't know, you'd pass at everything you didn't know.
Yeah, I'd be a pass.
I'm like, you asshole!
I'd be worse than our friend Christina, who was on there with Katie Couric, who was fucking terrible.
Oh, no!
Katie Couric was a fucking idiot on that show. She didn't know it, and Katie was like, oh well, I'm rich, I don't care. And meanwhile, I'm like,
Christina needs money! She's a poet, she needs money!
So angry.
Christina, I would go with you on that show. We'd be good.
Well, you have to do it as a celebrity. That's the whole point. You're not a celebrity yet. Sorry.
That was hurtful.
Sorry.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
She's coming to our New York show this year. She'll be able to come.
So yay!
She's gonna see us. So anyway, what's I talking about? Whatever. Fuck it. It doesn't matter. But come see us live on those shows. And
I want to be famous just so I can go on game shows later on. Like Has-Been-ish.
I would love that. I agree.
I'd be the Charlene Tilton slot.
Great. I 100% agree.
Win, lose, or draw.
I want to play Press Your Luck.
Is there a celebrity on that one?
No, but I want them to do a celebrity edition of it. I would do it. I would love to do Celebrity Family Feud.
That would be fun.
I would love it.
We could do it with the 9-day podcasters.
It's so fun. Kim and Kyle could wear masks over the face, like Richard Nixon mask.
Yes.
It'd be great. We could get Mary Payne and Aaron.
Yes.
That's our family right there. There's six people. We would kill.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
I think it's only five. Maybe it is. I can't remember.
Sorry, Kyle. Anyway, y'all, Love is Blind. We're very excited. Again, that's going to go on the free feed first, and then it's actually on the Patreon. But we have some news next week coming out about Love is Blind. We have an announcement about that. So anything, and I think that's about it. We have a little bit that she wasn't on this episode, but some sissies did give us some insight about Pat.
Yes.
Basically, y'all, we've got some insight on what it's like to, quote, own a yacht in Turkey.
Greece.
Oh, Greece. I'm sorry, Greece. Yeah, but Emma's going to Turkey.
Right. You basically pay for it. This was actually a chief stew sissy, one of our chief stew sissies, saying it is very common to have like one of these yacht timeshares.
Yes,
and you can sign up for like a week. And
it's not that she said it's very. It's not that expensive to do. A lot of people do it.
The chief stew said those timeshare yachts is exactly why we stopped doing what we did.
Yeah. So she said she's not rich. She's not wealth.
No.
The fact that she's acting and letting people think that she owns a yacht, she's just
she's
someone
an
who's
asshole.
Telling she's an asshole.
Also, there is a big community of older women who often take younger men of either Pakistani or sometimes African background as lovers and come there and it's so it's a common thing.
It's a common thing, yep. Yes.
And not we're not saying it's good, but it's done all the time and a lot of people think it's skeezy. So
we're honestly
so
not
So there's Pat.
We're honestly not judging it because we don't know what we're gonna be like when we're 70.
Hmm.
I make no promises.
Ooh, my DMs are open, boys.
Yeah, the mar might come out of me.
I don't have a lot of money, but I can pay you in other ways.
No, you need to have a lot of money by then. That's the whole point, because you can't pay them in other ways.
Well, what's the point?
You're old. You can barely be able to get it up anymore. You'll just have to take a pill. So you've got to pay the young ones. They're not going to chase
that.
Like that.
I don't want to pay the money.
What do you think you're going to do? Just crawl up there and some 20-year-old's going to look at your ass and say, I want that.
I'm going to be young forever.
Oh, my God. You're one of these people that would be on 90 Day Fiancé, dating a younger guy, and you would think he loves you.
I'm going to get that Death Becomes Her
serum. Oh, my
God.
You
get it.
You're a Pat, and you think Sam loves you.
Maybe.
Maybe. Let's talk about bangs.
Okay. I actually need to know, why is Sean in the UK at all?
We don't know. Y'all were talking about Victoria
no,
and Sean.
But I'm asking for your opinion. It has changed so much for me.
I actually think Sean does love her or have some type of attraction
okay.
for her.
Got it.
But I also think that Sean likes the game of it. Like of being a mystery man.
Yeah.
I think if Sean, if you asked him to describe himself or point to a picture of himself, it would be someone like James Bond.
Or like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. So
what do you think?
Dissociative personality disorder, almost certainly.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
And I think the game is part of it. I think he is very lonely. And talking to her was great when she tried to make the relationship physical, like, in other words, in person. He's like, what have I got to lose? I think he was always playing around.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he came there, when she came to meet him in Japan, he's like, okay, I guess we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it, but the other thing is because we thought it might be money. But she says he seemingly has bottomless money.
I've never seen him work a job. And y'all, I did a deep dive. And by deep dive, I spent about 8 minutes.
You did a Google.
No, I spent about 8 minutes and I looked at his,
that's long for you.
YouTube account. He is not making a lot of money from YouTube. I think he has one video that has like 200,000 views.
So it's family money, I bet you.
A lot of them have maybe a couple of thousand views. He only has, I think, like... It was like 20,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
This is not enough to make a living off.
Maybe
he might make a couple $100 a month.
Maybe he's afraid to say that he has family money on television.
Maybe.
Because
I don't know culture-wise what is talked about money and what's not where he is from.
Yeah, that's very true.
And so I don't know. I don't want to make – I have a friend who's like from Korea and his family has money, but he doesn't. But I don't want to make the same jump, you
right.
know? So, Japanese sissies, let us know.
I did hear.
That's a good point, though.
So, that's what was confusing me. And I think he must love her because, y'all, let me get a little further.
Sure.
Because he proposes to her.
Yeah.
And
we're going to talk about that proposal.
Now, I have something to say about that.
Okay.
Because a Japanese sissy contacted me about it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
So I have tea. I have Japanese tea to share.
Oh, wonderful.
So So she says she almost stopped the relationship after his detainment. And he is just, I'm looking at flights to go back to Japan to take care of some business, which...
we don't know what.
The lack of detail that he doesn't give her would make any normal person say, I need to hear more. She is extreme. She is also very extremely lonely.
Yeah.
But the thing also with her, she says at the end.
That's what I'm saying. She says at the end.
He's
a man of mystery to me.
He's a bit of a mystery man to me. And I'm into that.
That explains it all. It's what we knew. We said from the get-go, this is part of her kink.
It is, but it's so funny how she gets quite upset about it.
But that's part of her kink.
That's part of it
She likes to shame or guilt or berate. Not berate, because it feels like, because she's very passive aggressive about it. But it's like when she says, when he's packing up, and she says, sorry, we're all over with this storyline, but it all makes sense thematically. When she said, I'm going to miss you so much, although it is nice to have a little bit of a break. Who says that to someone?
They're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a mean thing to say. I actually have more of a problem with her. Not how she interacts with herself, but I mean, I
the
have
way
more
she treats
the
him.
Way she treats him more than he 100%. Treats her. 100%. Yeah.
Totally agree. I think she's a terrible person. I don't like her at all.
I think anyone whose bangs change so quickly like that.
And I think being in a relationship with someone like her would be a miserable experience.
Oh.
It would be worse than being in a relationship with him where you never get a straight answer.
Yeah.
Both of them would cause me to probably set myself on fire. Honestly.
Yeah.
That's what it would feel like.
Maybe they're perfect for one another.
I guess, but it's frustrating to watch because in a conventional sense, we don't see any of their happiness. But I think that's due to the show only showing us the crazy shit.
Yeah.
Because they only have 10 episodes. By the way, y'all, we found out this is episode 9. The next episode is the season finale.
That's it. And so it'll be 12 for our sissies in the UK.
12 for the sissies in the UK and 10 for us.
Yeah.
In the Americas.
In the Americas.
But so going back to this, she's upset that he is going. And he says, I'd like to take Victoria to visit Japan and come back. And we could live in two places. And I know she's a caregiver for her parents, so that's not going to be...
Oh, I forgot about that.
That's not going to work. But he says, I want to travel the world. And that for her, she's like, that's my idea of hell. And we're not on the same page about what's going to happen in the long term.
Because she wants stability. She wants just to know where money's coming from. I mean, but she's very anxious. So I didn't kick anything. What was that noise? Don't bruise yourself again. Y'all, he has bruises on his legs. And I said, what's that bruise from? I don't know.
I'm like a Terminator. There's like a noise. I go, it's my sensory issues. Any noise or all, I'm like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I go, what's that noise?
You will.
Very light sleeper. That's why I have to wear earplugs. That's the only way I can sleep now.
Really?
Yes. It's crazy.
Do you put an eye thing? You should.
I should start wearing those.
Because you can sometimes like heat them up and it's like warm on your face.
We need to move on.
Although that'll make you think of something else, so that might wake you up.
That's true. So she meets her friend. Libby at some Asian gift shop because we can't do anything that's not. Because
she's obsessed with it.
Yeah, that's part of the kink, too.
Yeah, she's obsessed with it.
Which, that's why I see her, and I know we've said he's the one who kind of messed with her. She almost seems more predatory.
It's interesting. There was an article that I don't know if I sent it to you. It was, where did it? Was it the New York Times? But it basically talked about how there's a lot of women in the U.S. and England that are going, and in parts of Europe, but basically in Canada that are going to, that are moving to or traveling for long term or looking at relationships of men in Asian countries.
Yep.
A lot of that's with the K-pop influence and all of that. Uh-huh. And but also they talk about how a lot of women from these kind of very historically gendered, binary, masculine and right. feminine countries don't want, do not subscribe nor want that idea of, quote, a man and a domineering,
right.
aggressive man. And so I'm not putting this, read the article, but saying that that masculinity is defined differently in Asian
very
countries.
Very much so.
And so well, I, that makes me come up and think of that, that I would see, I don't think Victoria would do very well at all with a British man who's like just a who's like a normal British bloke and is a very because she is kind of the aggressor. She has that type of energy.
Well, she needs to.
It just goes
constantly.
Paints a picture of the king.
She needs to berate who she's with.
Yeah.
And she needs to make them feel.
And I bet a lot of men where she lives are play more into gender roles in
right.
Britain, and they wouldn't take that.
Right. So she's talking to Libby and says his money seems bottomless and they've been there. He's been there for 3 months.
You're going to have to tell what happened in this because her bangs look so terrible while
no,
she was sitting there talking to
this
her.
This was the worst.
It was the worst bangs we've had. I even stopped taking notes. I literally have, Jake's going to have to talk about this. It bothered me so much.
So I can talk about it. So she says, I have no idea how he's earning money. Again, I don't know why. I guess you can't, for the same reason that you say I don't have any idea why he's earning money, it's also a turn on for you. So I'm stopping telling me a sob story.
She's just someone who wants to, she's a complainer. Y'all, she's that person at work that's always complaining.
Ugh. So she says, I've decided if I'm going to follow him or stay here. And y'all, he says, it's time for me. I'm going to propose to Victoria. My mouth dropped.
I dropped too. I was surprised by
that. So he is making miso soup.
Mm-hmm.
And very cultural Japanese thing to do. Mm-hmm. Japanese people eat it every day for breakfast. A lot of Japanese people do.
I want to make it. I've never made it.
It's very easy.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah.
It's easy, but there are... You can buy the stuff, the kits, but it's simple, but it's one of the things that you have to be you have to be really smart to get it perfect. Mm. Just tofu, kombu, some good stock. Yeah, it's easy. Miso.
That's good.
So anyway, then she comes back and she's like, I hope it's not another secret. You do, though. You do hope it's another secret. That's the thing.
Said, yeah, she said, I'm nervous. I hate surprises. And I went,
no, you don't.
I went, you're with the wrong man then.
You're a liar. You thrive on it.
And then
now,
she says, as long as there's no girls in there, huh? But I'm sure it's fine. And I went, that is you in a fucking nutshell.
She makes me want to shake her.
I know.
Like, I just want to take her by the shoulders and shake her and say, why are you like this?
If she has children, she's going to fuck up her kids. They're always just going to feel bad.
So she says, he's like, oh, I'm making a miso soup. And he says, will you make me miso soup for the rest of our lives? She goes, what? Anyone would know that was a proposal.
I agree.
She's confused.
She's like, she said, I have made you soup. I'm confused. And then he has to say, will you marry me?
And she said, and I wrote down, okay, I'm officially in a Michelle Gondry movie now.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Internal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay,
thank you. So it's like weird characters who do things.
Yeah.
There's like symbolist things happening. That's what their whole relationship has felt like.
It's very weird. What did the sissy say about miso soup?
I will tell you. It is sometimes an old Japanese style of proposal.
Oh.
So it is a thing.
I wish they would have said that so we learned from that a little bit.
So a man, now it's a very almost archaic way of a man saying, would you make me miso soup every day?
Oh.
And
that's sweet.
It is, but also quite, it is old style because assuming the woman who would always cook.
Ah.
So, but that it's interesting that a man like Sean would try to do something so traditional.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? But she says, for me, that's a huge loop of commitment, and I'm worried you're rushing into things. And he says, I can make money. And he says, jobs are everywhere in Japan. And
okay.
Maybe they are.
Can we believe you?
I still think because he's so kind of disconnected from reality and money, I think he's a trust fund baby.
I've never thought about that, but now that you say it, that's what makes sense.
It was the only thing I thought of when she said he has unlimited money, because I thought she might be paying for everything. And when she said he has unlimited money, I'm like, oh, it's obvious.
That just clicked when you said it. I went, oh yeah, he is a trust fund baby.
And I think the fact that one of the reasons he's so cagey is he doesn't want her to find out either how much he has. Also, the sissy told me about the divorce certificate. It actually looked legit. That's what it said.
Yeah, she said it just didn't have a stamp on it,
right,
or something like that.
So
again, I was watching when Victoria was talking to Libby too, and I thought, not only is she a complainer, but she is someone who she needs drama all the time. She just needs that.
What she did say, what this Japanese sissy did say, was...
I love that we have sissies all over the world.
And they're so helpful. She's like, what she did say, Sean is a typical... She didn't say he was a trust fund baby. It's a typical kid from a good family who is a dilettante,
Because isn't there the culture... I feel like there's a culture in Japanese, at least from the few people I know, that kind of, we talk about this in Southern Charm, like boys can have, or men can have Peter Pan syndrome.
Yes.
And the same type of thing, where John just never had to grow up.
He's 47 years old.
He's 47?
Didn't he say he was 30? No, he's 40-something.
He's not 40?
Yeah, he's over 40. Remember, that's when he said... She told him he was this age, and he's 40s.
You were shocked then, yeah.
Yeah.
Golly.
So.
What the fuck?
And the thing about this is what she.
I went to the plastic surgeon just to get a little Botox last week, and he said, do you think it's time for a facelift yet? Fuck.
So basically, the sissy also said that the communication they're having is, he's like, he's trying to talk to her like you would talk to a Japanese girl. And he's like, no one asks as many questions as Victoria does.
Yeah.
And she says, if he has any type of family money, he is being extremely cagey about it. Because I guarantee you his parents will have a say in who he marries.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah.
So this just might be a fun thing that he's doing, and he's trying to be serious, but his parents might not even approve of it.
Yeah. So, anyway, all of that, she basically says...
She says no.
Yeah, she says
no. I thought she was going to say yes.
I did, but I think it's because... She's living in a fantasy with him, and that fantasy immediately became real. And she never thought, part of her never thought the day would come that he would propose.
Yeah,
that's why she's so shocked.
I agree with that.
So she has a moment where she's like, no, I need to keep this fantasy going, because this fantasy of my Japanese prince, who is a mystery man,
I think also, yeah, mystery man, and also, are we or aren't we? Are we together? Are we not? Is he lying?
Yeah.
That all gets a little...
Oh, yeah.
That she loses all that mystery if they're married. Maybe she'll be kicking the can down the road forever.
Maybe. And so he gives him a beer. She gives him... she got him like a stuffed bear when he's going to the... Then he kisses her, and I realize that's the first time we've ever seen it in 3 months.
Yeah.
Because they seem so asexual together.
They do seem very asexual.
And then he says, that's when she says, he's still a bit of a mystery man to me. And I'm into that. There you go. And she's crying. And he says.
Oh, she's like really cried.
She's like, this is not the end of our relationship. I
said it feels like the end, but it's not. And then she's like, I hope it's not the end. Unless he cheats on me, breaks up with me. We'll see. I hope not.
I'm telling you, if I could get me alone in a room with her, and I would demand answers to all these things.
I think she's so good. I think she would still wiggle around you.
Really?
She's a master at passive aggressiveness.
She annoys the shit out of me.
She annoys me too.
Shall we talk about MR? Emma and Hossein.
Hossein.
Okay, y'all.
Y'all.
He gay.
I watched this episode before Poodle, and I said, I texted him. I was like, Hossein is gay, 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 gay.
Now,
gay, gay, gay.
There, the amount of time, even at the airport, that he checked his hair in the mirror.
Oh, God. So many times. But before we get to that, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Hey, Emma, could you just, we've got the camera rolling. Just let us know when Hussein shows up here at the airport. Just let us know, Emma.
We're going to Turkey today.
All right.
Yellow hoodie.
Is he here? Do you see him?
Everybody's tall.
Wait. Do you not know what you're going to marry him? Do you not know what he looks like?
Not really.
Is it him? Is it that guy?
Maybe.
No. Okay. We're just going to wait on you, Emma. Like, you really don't know what he looks like?
It's hard to tell. This is very frustrating.
If you're going to an airport and you don't know how to differentiate people from your fiance, you might be an idiot.
Now, I wrote this down.
This is a train wreck.
She's there with her daughter. Who's the other guy?
I think her gay best friend.
I was going to say
the daughters.
I was going to say the daughter's gay best friend.
Yeah.
Because who else do you take to Antalya, Turkey? Your daughter and your daughter gay best friend.
Yeah, his name's Rafe.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
And she's worried he's not going to show.
No, it's probably, what is his name? Yeah, we'll just go with that. I'm sorry.
Liam.
Yes, it's a Liam.
A
lot of gay Liams.
Yeah.
You ought to know.
Yeah. And there he is. And the daughter kind of jumps on him.
And it looked like he and the daughter were dating instead of he and Emma. Where do you see Emma? Y'all, the best part of the storyline, if you don't watch this show, it's so good. Emma just stares at him all the time.
Yes. And she goes, you okay? You okay?
But she's staring at him kind of like with her mouth open all the time. Kind of like she just gets like, it's like it's a kid who saw kind of Jake and I's face. Probably like the first time I ever saw a dick in my face. I just went,
oh.
Oh. It's like when Willy Wonka opens up the first door to the chocolate factory.
Yes, Emma's going,
come with me and you'll be. And you see the chocolate river.
Yes.
I always wanted that chocolate river.
Wow.
And then that kid ruined it. By falling in it.
And then your mother said you couldn't have it.
No, there's no such thing as a chocolate river. And also, I know it's not possible. So, be kind of unsanitary, it looked like.
You probably have to really work very hard to keep a chocolate river sanitary.
I think those chocolate fountains are also disgusting. When you just, you've seen those chocolate fountains, right?
Yeah, I've never seen one actually live in person. I've never been to an event with a chocolate fountain.
No, they're like at Ryan's, like steakhouses. Those like, I'm surprised there's not one at Sirloin Stockade.
I can't afford that. Yeah, there's just a bottle of hot sauce in a plastic jar. You just kind of squeeze. It's just Hershey's. Like literally, they just took off the H. It says Hershey's. It's true.
Wow. So there's go to the hotel. She just, you're right, he stares at him and she's like, I am happy that you are here. in her strange shout like speak.
And when she tries to speak to him, I don't know if she thinks he understands her more if she uses an accent.
Yeah, using like a fake Arabic accent
to like try to, I'm like, that's not helping. Ironically, I don't need the subtitles when she uses that accent.
I know.
When she talks as herself, I'm like, what?
It is a little, it does remind me of Memphis, Big O' Poopy, with her and Hamza.
What a piece of shit human she's become.
He's just now seen his daughter. He got the custody because she wasn't allowing him to see her.
She's such a piece of shit.
So anyway, of course, the first question he asks is, where is the gym?
Meanwhile, he's barely hugged her.
No.
He's barely kissed her. He's asking for the gym. He's looking in the mirror. Can't stop looking in the mirror.
Yeah. Checking his hair.
Oh.
And the most important thing he needs to do when he gets there is call Momsy.
Literally, they go in the room. They set their stuff down. What has every other couple done when they go in a room?
Kissed,
lay on the bed, enjoy.
Nope.
Pulls out his phone.
Calls mom.
Time to call. Y'all, because when you're a gay man, the power of your mother is international.
And there ain't no roaming plan.
Nope. There ain't no roaming plan for mama.
The umbilical cord stretches that far, mm-hmm. wherever you are.
It gets service everywhere.
So she says, he hasn't kissed me. And
this is weird.
The next day, you guys, there's still no sex.
Hussein basically says he calls his mother like two or three times a day and talks to her like an hour each time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Process that, y'all.
There's no sex. And that's more than you do. So that says a lot.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. In the morning, but I want to say the morning after, we got no. How was the night?
No.
What happened? So in our mind, did nothing happen? So?
Well, she says there was no sex. And was it nice sleeping next to me?
Huh?
And he's more interested in his hair. The daughter's like, I'm going to talk with him.
Well, he gets ready.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, babe. We got to hurry up and leave. She said, well, you're holding me. It took you 2 hours to get ready. I only need 10 minutes. And he's wearing the gayest shirt.
Oh, Lord.
The gayest outfit.
Like with the cuffs rolled up.
Yes, y'all.
I mean, reject from the Cam from Modern Family collection.
Oh, it really is. It really, because that's international. I know because every once in a while I'll get like a dollar because my episode airs internationally. It'll say like internet. I'm like, oh, look at that. Someone in like, I don't know, in Pakistan looks at me and goes, faggot, or whatever they say. But anyway, but he watches Modern. He was like, I like Cam's shirt.
Yes. I like Cam's style. So the daughter, basically, they're walking out on the beach and the daughter's like, why do you want to marry my mom? And he says, because I have loved her for 6 years.
And she said, well, on and off. And he says, listen, you're a child. And you don't understand adult love and the intricacies of adult love.
She's like,
she's like 17.
Yeah. And she's like, he's quite a closed book.
She said, you keep blocking each other on and off. You can't block each other when you live with one another. Again, the child is the adult here,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, definitely. He's quite a closed book.
Her daughter's really pretty.
Has gay porn in it.
Yes, lots and lots of gay porn.
I love her daughter.
I do too. And Hussein says, well, sometimes she's very naggy, and that's why I get really upset.
Yep.
But I'm Hussein happy. I'm happy. You could say almost like I'm always gay. That's what I wanted him to say.
And at dinner, y'all, they're at dinner. This bitch is cruising this restaurant looking at other men.
Even before they go out, she says, why is my hair always curly? And Emma's like, hey, because all the way. Nobody make my hair curly, baby. And he goes, what? And he's like, my hair is, I guess I'm a curl queen here. He is cruising people
she
at this place.
She is cruising the restaurant, the waiters, everybody.
Yeah.
It is something.
100%. And they're eating, and they just kind of, and again, she's just, y'all, you know what it reminds me? It reminds me of a Neanderthal woman comes out of the cave and sees man for the first time.
The hair's right, though.
The hair is right. But she sees man for the first time and just goes, oh, and she's just eating it and then staring.
He's like, isn't this delicious?
It's so good. She said, she says, I need to talk to him about lack of affection and see where his head is at. And so you go, oh, well, this isn't going to go. So they end up going on a walk and they sit down on this park bench. And she says, I worry that we don't have an affection.
I worry that we don't have
a huggy and affection. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking? All right, and she said, do you think that's a problem for the future?
He went, I think we should respect each other's opinions.
He said, I'm Muslim. It's very private for me.
And she believes him.
That's what I wrote. That was all she needed. Y'all, that was all she needed. She said, oh, that's it. I'm on the memory. And I went, you're a blooming idiot.
She's an idiot. She's an idiot.
Y'all, we've had people give this excuse of, I'm a Muslim. I can't. And people have given somewhat decent defense of this. He literally gave the bare minimum defense of this, and she bought it hook, line, and sinker.
So she says, I need to learn more about his culture.
Hussein's going to move to England, and in 2 years, someone's going to be dancing on a box living in Soho.
Yep.
Mark my words.
So they go to the registry office to submit paperwork, and he's like, when can we get married? He's like, a month later, we're busy here. And
he said, like, a lot of people come to Antalya, and with COVID, they're backed up.
And then I wrote down, he said, 1 month, I've got the Ibiza White Party next week.
I can't come back then.
I need to start douching now.
Exactly. I can't eat a week before.
I'm going on my second steroid cycle. I mean, what are we going to do? The next week, it's Monaco. I barely carved out time in my schedule to get married.
Barely. I gave this 2 days. That's all I have.
I don't know what's going to happen. I honestly don't know what's going to happen.
Oh. I guess we were talking about this before, y'all. I guess we didn't. I guess so. Some couples are wrapping up. Obviously, they're not going to wrap up. We're going to see them next week.
We will.
But we guess...
Victoria and Sean are wrapped, I think.
Victoria and Sean are wrapped. And I guess Host and
Bridie.
Bridie
and Host.
I guess they're wrapped.
We think they're wrapped, too.
Because they kind of... But that was weird. They ended like
episode 4.
I mean, we said they had no problems, but I guess they really didn't have problems. Or they... Burnt out, but you think they would have recorded that?
I think they didn't.
Remember, she was gonna put her house on mortgage for him to get him there. So, like that, I wanted to see that.
I think something might have been left out in that storyline.
I wonder if like somebody did something and got canceled.
Yeah, that's
what I wonder.
Or yeah,
it was too much of a drop off, and she is too good television not to put her on television.
I agree.
She was one of the most dramatic people on this show.
Because there was no upcoming on for
no.
them. Yeah. I don't know. Can we talk about Katie and Alejandro?
Nanny Liz is back.
They're home in the UK. She says, I should not have to change for a Catholic wedding. That's what Katie says.
She said, no. But parents really don't matter. They don't care. But what I love is Katie said, the least that I can do if he's coming over here is to have
get
a
married
wedding
there.
In Mexico. And I went,
good for you.
Finally, one of the few people in 90 Day Fiancé history that's not going to just make it about them.
Right.
So they're going to have the wedding there. It's not going to be Catholic. Katie says there's going to be
100 people.
100. She said there'll be 100 Mexicans and 5 Brits there. And so that next time she goes over there is when she's going to marry him.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to see their wedding.
No, we're not going
I
to.
Wish, but
so
I would love to see
the
that.
The next thing is Spanish lessons with Nanny Liz.
Oh.
I know hola and gracias. And pork growler.
Favorite part is pork growler. When the guy says, all right, so say my
Leo.
Name is. Say my name is Leo. And he says his name. And
she goes, me llamo Leo. Leo. And he goes, I will say, learning a different language, y'all, this is a good sport. Learning a different language in your 60s or 70s is very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, your brain isn't ready to absorb things that quickly.
She also says,
¿Cómo te lasas?
She actually, see, you heard me lasas. Instead of, it was ¿Cómo se llama?
Yeah.
Instead of that, I hear ¿Cómo molasses? It
okay,
sounded
molasses.
Like molasses.
And then she says, y'all, Katie and Alejandro, a modern love story. My husband, we went out on a blind date, and it lasted 51 years.
She's like, I hope they can last as long. I think they will. Now, it looks like Katie says, who knows what can happen in life. A year ago, I met him, and now we're getting married. She said, only just getting started.
On
so I think we're
social
done with
media,
them.
They are still together.
They're still together on social media. But I think we're done with them.
Yes, I agree.
I'm a little sad, though. I really want to see their wedding. We haven't seen a wedding on their Instagram, so I only hope we do know that 90 Day UK season 2 has already been greenlit.
Yes, it has.
So for all we know now, that I bet you they're filming probably now or very soon.
Yeah.
So I would love to see that wedding for season 2.
I would, and I would like to see more of Sean and Victoria. I can't believe I'm saying that.
I would be interested to see, because she actually said, I can go over there, which she is a caretaker, so I don't know how that would work, but I would like to see her in Japan meet his parents.
Yes, me too.
That's the only way she's going to get to the bottom of this, y'all, is going
to
Japan.
And how about you learn Japanese in the meantime?
I bet she does know some, though.
Right.
I think she's made an effort.
But it's like, why would she, when he would act like things were difficult for him to... Why wouldn't she even speak Japanese to him?
Because she wants to make him feel stupid. That's her joy.
That's true.
That's her joy.
Oh, I can't stand her.
All right. Let's move on to the, oh my God, I can't believe these people are making these terrible decisions so quickly.
It's happening. Callum and Marvin, y'all.
Callum and Marvin. We're headed to Scotland.
Marvin is cooking. And Callum still got a hard on for the ring.
He
Gollum.
The fucking Gollum, y'all.
High places.
Yes, exactly. And so that's where Marvin says it's too hot to cook, but he wanted to be a chef. And so Caroline, the mom says, I've gotten to know him a lot better, but there's still plenty of time for them to get married.
And they're at Scone Castle.
It looks beautiful.
And he says...
Still looks dreary as hell.
It does.
It's cold.
And Marvin is like trying to set up things and trying to get behind a tree or
Callum
something.
Callum like walks by. He says, I'm walking down and I'm wondering, where is Marvin?
And he jumps. Marvin just very calmly gets down on one knee and says, would you be my husband? And of course, yes. And then like every bride looks at the ring.
Looks
That's
at
all
the ring.
He wants to look
Marvin,
at.
Marvin, though, says, seeing him with his family... I want like family like that too. And so seeing with his family actually makes me understand how much I love him more.
Yeah, I think Marvin might have been a switch for us. He turned out to be a switch for me.
So you don't think he's a con anymore?
Not as much.
I don't know if he's a con as much as he's desperate for family.
Yeah.
And connection.
Yeah.
So I still, y'all, I don't give them hope. I still don't think they're going to make it. They're not going to be long term.
Did you? I think who will flip on him will be Callum.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at one point, and Callum says, I didn't expect this. And I went, liar.
Liar. You last episode, you said, so where's the ring?
Yeah. That's still one of the most cringiest things I've ever seen on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, God. So they go back to tell his mom, and Marvin's like,
champagne!
He's feeling very nervous, and Callum says, so we had a romantic moment. He shows her the ring. She obviously is shocked, and she just, but she, what's she going to do, y'all? She says, here's to many happy years together. I got to say this again. Her home is beautiful.
It's nice.
It's decorated nice. It's so cute.
They have a good standard of living there.
Yeah, yeah, it's, Scotland, it's a, yeah.
And very liberal culture.
Yeah, it's a great...
If the weather was better.
Oh. I agree.
So, and Marvin says, I feel relief and I feel accepted. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to go on with those two.
So, next week in the... We've got Emma. We've got Richard.
Yeah.
And we've got Sean. Christine and Sean.
Pat.
And Pat.
That's it.
We got four people.
Four stories to wrap up. I think it'll be an extra long episode. I have a feeling.
An hour and a half. I think maybe. It might be two. Of those four, which four do you think actually will make it or look stay together?
Christine and Sean.
That's my definite two. Pat and Sam's a no.
No. Richard and Kathleen, I think
a yes for
so?
That. I think that's a yes.
Who was the other one?
I forgot.
Wow. Oh, Emma and Hossein. No.
No. Although we see that, well, I would have said no. However, y'all, he wants to get to the UK. He wants to get to the UK real bad. He wants to get there real bad, y'all. And actually,
he does want a hot dog real bad.
I want a hot dog real bad. I haven't had a hot dog in forever.
I haven't either.
I shouldn't talk about it for you because you love them. But the way that Emma accepted that Muslim response and was so stupid about it, yeah. Now I'm kind of like, I think they are going to get married. I think she's going to do it.
This will.
Because she just wants, I don't want to grab his chest and go, and beat his chest.
This will be the gayest wedding since Liza married David Furnish.
David Furnish? I thought it's David Guest.
David Guest, thank you. Yeah. That's Elton John's husband.
Yeah. Agreed. It will be. It will be that gay. Wow.
Wow.
Y'all, this was even just a subpar episode of 90 Day UK, and it was still really good.
Yeah, it's a great
y'all,
series.
Y'all, we love this series.
It's a great series.
Oh, we're excited for season two when it comes back. I'm going to say this again. Single Life is my favorite. If you're not watching The Single Life, oh, man, y'all, it's so great. We normally post episodes of Single Life, just so you know. It goes on the free feed the day before and the 24 hours later on the Patreon. Actually, this was not on me. I need to talk. I went to post and I scheduled it. I went back to see if I fucked it. I did not. I scheduled it for the day after on the free feed. But it just posted it last night. So you all got a little early. Yeah, but that's not the norm. I just want to say that. If you want it on Monday night, you're going to need to go on the Patreon of Supercast. So there was an issue. Anyway.
Well.
All right, then. Everybody. So go to our TikTok. We are really working hard on our social medias. And we are having a lot of funny memes. We've got our new Caesar meme is going crazy on Reddit.
Yay.
I mean crazy. People are all flipping out. Caesar in a fucking top hat looking like the Monopoly man. People are going ape shit. Anyway, y'all. So, we're on Reddit. You can follow us on Reddit. Sissy just discovered that and said, oh, I'm not on Facebook. I'm so glad you're here. So,
yay.
That's ran by our social media person as well as our TikTok and our Instagram, and is slowly being taken over. But just because honestly, y'all, we love it when you send us messages, but
and it's still us.
It just because we're starting to get other creative things we want to focus on. So just more for you. Anyway, y'all, but follow us on all those social media channels. Go to our Linktree link. That's where you can get the information for the live show tickets and buy. We would love to come see y'all if you live in those five cities.
Yep. Major metropolitan areas.
There should be weather, so you can drive a couple hours if you want.
It is
make it a night.
All of these places are gorgeous fall destinations.
Yes. Unless a hurricane hits Tampa. It's the only thing we're worried
about.
All right, everybody. That's the show. We call these people... We call these people lonely lads and lasses, Poods, because aren't we all just lonely lads and lasses?
Yeah, and you're about to pop an aneurysm in your head when you're at the Antalya Courthouse and you've got the sling reserved in Mykonos next week. And you can phone us.
Actually, you can really phone Poodle.
Yeah, you can phone me.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.